Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated, I am the original podcast. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 41 years and 10 years as far as radio presence is concerned. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. If you don't know it now, you will after 2 hours. Straight up, this is the longest running fight show in history. 41 years. Ring Talk Live Worldwide celebrates 42 years come September 2025. Well, we're going to talk about last night's card, of course, on PBC pay-per-view, Amazon pay-per-view. Of course, Amazon pay-per-view came into play recently as far as boxing is concerned, but with PBC. And of course, last night's card was $74.99. Now, the only one I know that paid for that at $74.99 was Bailey. Bailey paid for it at $74.99. Everybody else either stole it or went over somebody's house, because I'm telling you, it wasn't worth $74.99. It just wasn't. I mean, it was a decent card. It was a fair card, but do it this way. Tommy D said if you put it up there for $24.99, he might buy it. I said, no, Tommy, you're going to go next door to the neighbor's house and watch it anywhere. You're going to save the $24. You and I know that. Bottom line is, when pay-per-view came into existence, ever since then, people have been trying to find a way to beat it. And guess what? For the most part, people are beating it. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, wow, Lamont Rocha, I says he can't get a break. Maybe he broke his hand, but he can't get a break outside of that. I mean, second fight in a row, they called it a draw. Him and Pitbull Cruz going through a draw last night. One judge had Pitbull winning by a couple of points. The other two judges had it even. I had it, tell you the truth, I had a Coke problem. I'll tell you about this. Right about the 10th round, I wanted a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi so bad, a Mexican Pepsi, that I went to the store. The fight was sort of boring, right? So I went to the store and I came back, so I couldn't score the last three rounds. But Tommy D did score the last three rounds, and he will be with us in a second. I'm a little embarrassed here. Yeah, I need to go to soda rehab. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Bailey Peck is running the show today. Straight up, you're coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Don King? Yeah. Promoter Don King, of course, the wire-haired wonder, the king of nap, call him what you want. The bottom line is he was sort of talking about Lamont Roach last night because Lamont Roach can't get a fair break. Of course, it was the March draw with Gervonta Davis, where Gervonta Davis took a knee, and of course, that meant he had to take a point away, and then he stuck his head outside the rope, so he took another point away, maybe take 2 points away, at least take 1 point away. The rules say you take one at least, right? And the referee didn't do so, and the score turned out to be even, and Gervonta Davis got a draw in a fight where she probably lost. So Lamont Roach got you know, he should have got the elevator instead. He got the shaft, right? And so the same thing sort of happened last night. I thought that Pitbull Cruz, here's what's up. Although I didn't score the last two rounds, the last two and a half rounds, I thought that the momentum was going in Roach's favor. And, of course, Tommy D will have something to say about that. But the bottom line is Lamont Roach can't get a break. Straight up, let's go to the Bronx and bring in, of course, the Sunday shot caller himself, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Pedro, what's going on? How's everything with you?
Everything's good, man. I mean, Lamont Roach broke a hand, and, you know, I thought he won. I think Sock thought that Socrates Palmer, Boxes PhD, sort of leaned towards Cruz, but did anybody keep an exact score? Did you?
I didn't really keep an exact I didn't keep an exact score. I was
none
going
of
round
us
by
did.
Round.
Wait, yeah, three so-called thought boxing pundits, experts per se, and none of us took score.
I mean, It was a $75 pay per view. I mean,
That's another thing. That's another thing. Okay, I'm taking. I've decided I'm going over to my neighbor's house for forever to watch fights. Same thing with you.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Okay, we're going over and wink, 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 wink. We live all alone in the middle of Antarctica by ourselves. Okay, but we're going to go to neighbors' houses and watch this on pay per view. Wait, it wasn't $75, Tommy D. It was $74.99.
Oh my God! The penny counts.
Why was it even? I'm not saying Lamont Roach isn't world class, but was it really even really a pay per view card? I mean, that Stephen Fulton fight. You know, I could have fell asleep 10 times there.
No, that I got to disagree with you.
No,
listen. I thought Roach won. I thought he had the momentum in the fight. I thought Roach won that fight, and I thought he got hosed. But I knew they were going to call it a draw. They weren't going to send all those Pitbull fans away upset.
And I'll be honest with you. You sent me that before the fight was over.
Yeah, I said I got Roach winning, but I bet you they call it a draw, and that's exactly what happened. But the Shockey Foster Fulton fight, I enjoyed it because I appreciated what Oshaki did, and he schooled Cool Boy for 12 rounds.
Yeah, he did. That fight was 118, 110, 119, 109, and 117, 111. Yeah, I know. But here's what's up. I'm just not, you see, you're a New York, the East Coast guy. I'm not an Oshaki Foster fan.
I like Oshaki Foster.
I know you do. And that's where we can sit on different sides of the fence on that one, okay? I mean, he's competent because you and I went to bat for him with the WBC, and we got our asses kicked by the WBC. They threw us off WBC TV. But we did go to bat for him when he needed it.
Yeah. And he avenged that loss, which we all thought he didn't lose. And now he had to wait almost a year to get his next fight, which is tragic, and he schooled a guy. I mean, he was bored. He was so bored, he went from orthodox to southpaw, and then he switched back to, I mean, he outclassed the guy, and it was good for them because the guy came in overweight, and they were still trying to give him a gift and make a fight that was supposed to be for the WBC 130-pound title. They try to now make it for the 135 interim title, which is a complete joke. The guy was moving up in weight and came over 2 pounds, but they still wanted to try to reward the guy.
I got to say this. I would, you know, Lamar Roach, let's be honest, he should have got a lawyer a long time ago and went after the athletic commission, I mean, all you got to do is play the TV replay. I mean, there's nothing. Tommy D, you don't have to do anything else. It's like filming a murder. I mean, if you film you see the guy shoot the guy in the head, boom, he's dead. That's basically what the Lamar Roach fight there in whatever, the fifth round, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, when Davis took the knee and then went outside the ropes, something needed to be done, mandatory, as far as a point being taken away, and they didn't do it. And that sort of changed boxing history to an extent, especially for Lamont Roach.
Yes. And not only that, you know, he was trying to get the rematch with Tank Davis, you know, and it was a setup, and then it was taken out, it was postponed, canceled, whatever it was. So he's on the shelf, and now he's finally gets a chance to fight, and in a fight that I thought he won again, and they take it away from him again. Like, you know, the boxing establishment is totally against Lamont Roach, and it's not right.
Back to Oshaki Foster. Somebody sent me a text here, Pedro, you're just pissed off because Oshaki Foster will box your ears. You're right. you're right. Oshaki Foster would box my ears, no doubt about that. I mean, he is talented without a doubt. He's, you know, I give him all kinds of props. And Stephen Fulton coming in overweight, 2 pounds over, seeing that he was a guy coming up in weight, from 126 pounds. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know. 74-90. Let me run this by you. Isaac Cruz, Lamont Roach, Stephen Fulton, and Oshaki Foster, Jesus Alejandro Ramos, and some guy named Shane Mosley Jr. sort of looked like his little bit combination with his mother, Jen, and his father, Shane. And then, of course, you got Lara and Johan Gonzalez. And Johan Gonzalez, he came in on last-minute notice, of course, and that thing went the distance, 118-108, 120-106, and 119-107 as far as Arizona Lara went. And when is that guy going to get too old to box? He's 42.
I don't know. He looked pretty old last night, and he looked a little sluggish at times. Also, you know, it was not a fan friendly fight. They were booing him almost in every round.
Timeout, Tommy D. Timeout. $74.99. You and I paid it.
It was a snooze fest.
Here's what's up. Folks, listen, they tried to con you to pay. They tried to get us to pay $74.99 for this card last night. And I'm going to go through the whole card for you. And that was it. Mosley, Frank Martin. Frank, I don't know if Frank Martin was on YouTube or not.
No,
Frank Martin.
It's YouTube.
Was it YouTube? Frank Martin looks.
That
Frank
was YouTube,
Martin,
yeah.
He chilled. That guy's from Cuba, right? Rancis Barthelemy?
Yeah, Rancis Barthelemy, yeah.
Well, he was. His performance was rancid.
Yeah,
he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, and you know, beautifully done. And credit to Martin, he's been on the shelf about 14 months. He looked pretty good, you know. But the thing about these guys is now, like, in 3 or 4 months, let's get back out there, get another fight. You know, don't wait another year for another fight. I mean, it's a waste of time. You're throwing your career away. You know what I'm saying?
You keep saying that, Tommy. You keep saying that, and these guys, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
here's the PBC way.
I got to put you on the spot because I was watching Tommy D Television. Of course, Tommy D Television is not a porn channel on YouPorn. It's on YouTube. It's for real. It's Tommy D. Anyway, hey, put it this way. Folks, he resisted the Tommy D nickname a couple years ago. He resisted it. Now it's all over the world. And he's not the Tommy D that does porn. He's a Tommy D on YouTube. So I want to get that straight. We got that straight, right, Tommy?
Yeah, yeah, we got that.
It's okay, so anyway, YouTube. So here's what's up. You said it's finally here, and this is what you said the other day. It's finally here. Shakur Stevenson and who?
Teofimo Lopez.
And I'm supposed to and I'm supposed to get excited about this one.
Yeah, those are two top guys in the sport.
But the matchup, any matchup with Shakur Stevenson sucks.
I'm not going to argue with this about this.
I'm not asking you to argue with me. I'm just trying to say, I mean, when's the last time Shakur did anything where he said, "Damn, man, I'm really impressed with that. I feel good about that. I want to watch him again."
I mean, his last fight was a good fight against the Pettah. He was in the pocket the entire fight.
True.
He was counting.
I will say that, but he was in the pocket against a guy like me and Bailey.
He just was.
I mean, he was. He knew he could stand in the pocket with the dude. I mean, why won't he stand in the pocket with anybody else? I mean, here's
what's
up.
Let's see with Teofimo. Teofimo's got to make it. You know, he's got to make it a ugly fight.
And the Teofimo,
you know, as best as he can.
Isn't Teofimo the guy that lost to the Australian?
Yep, to Kambosos. Yeah.
I mean, George Kambosos couldn't win the Golden Gloves on a bad day here. He couldn't. No. Tommy D. That bro. He couldn't fight. He can't fight at all. If ever there was a dude to pull off a bluff, it was George Kambosos. Put in the greatest bluffs in boxing history. You don't think so?
I guess you're right. I guess. I mean, it's either he put on a great show or Teofimo had a terrible night.
And then and then the Australian was slick enough to lure Devin the Dream Haney down to Australia not once but twice, and he doubled up on the payday.
I mean, his whoever his manager and his promoter is
Socrates,
I mean,
Palmer.
They're the real MVP.
No, that's what I heard. I heard Sock advises him. That's what I heard. I mean, it sounds good to me. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and of course, live on Twitch.tv. I don't think I'll have any video highlights today, but because I came in late. But the bottom line is I will set these up for next week. Of course, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Twitch.tv. And Tommy D will be back with me right after the break. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest.
Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
That was Lamont Roach last night trying to figure out the scoring, of course, with his fight with Pitbull Cruz. Some people thought that Lamont Roach won going away. I didn't think he won going away. I thought it was a close fight, but I thought he won. We'll hear from Lamont Roach a little bit later. We'll hear from Larry Merchant in hour number two as well. Of course, the retired HBO Godfather. I was supposed to go down and have lunch with him on Friday. So Friday morning, I'm getting ready to go, and Delta Airline texts me and says, we've canceled your flight, and we've rescheduled you for 6:45 later that day. Wait a second. I've got an 11 a.m. luncheon date with the Godfather in Santa Monica and Steve Kim and a couple other guys. Okay. But so anyway, that doesn't work, right? So the Delta Airline thing is gone. So I call Priceline, who hooked up this ticket trip for me. And they said to me, well, you're going to have to pay for the rest. I said, say what? I said, the departure flight was delayed. I'm not going to be able to make my luncheon at 11 a.m., blah, 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 et cetera. It's a party. What's going on? They, well, you'll have to pay for the rest. Anyway, I called my credit card company. I canceled for them. I even bought an insurance policy, so I kicked in the insurance policy as far as cancellations are concerned. But the bottom line is, Priceline. Stay away from Priceline.com, please. And remember, when I did this about 25 or 30 years ago, I went after AOL. And they thought it was a joke. They thought it was a joke, but I was on in 109 cities at that point in time live, right? AOL sent me a check. So I'm not trying to say I expect a check from these people, but I expect them to hear some hell with them. If you got to go to anything but Priceline.com. That's the best thing I can do. You can look at Priceline's prices. You probably beat them somewhere else. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk, not Priceline.com. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, want to mention the fact that Ike Biabucci is coming back. Of course, Ike Biabucci, him and David too, hooked up in the greatest heavyweight fight of all time as far as the history of HBO is concerned. It was June 7th, 1997, in Sacramento, California. It was a 12-round decision won by Ike Biabucci. Tua was supposed to win that fight. Ike Biabucci, the president per se, the nutty guy that he was, of course, he came out and he freaked me out in the post-fight interview. But the bottom line is, I did the television for that. And that was the greatest fight probably in the history of HBO. Larry Merchant and those guys afterwards, they were like mind blown by it. Absolutely mind blown. It was the greatest heavyweight fight. I think they threw 1,300 punches together, Tommy D, in 12 rounds.
Wow. Yeah, that was a great fight. That was a really good fight. But why he wants to come back out and fight again?
Because he can fight guys like you and me and make a buck.
Hey, all right, then all power to him.
Well, fighting him, though. But Bailey might. Bailey's hurting for cash.
Okay. I mean, all power to those guys. I mean, if they feel like they're going to make good cash and not get hurt, then you know what? Go ahead.
Well, I did come back in early August 23rd of this year after not fighting since 1999 and beating Chris Bird. Of course, that was in Tacoma, Washington, of all places. Yeah, the Emerald Queens Casino, a showboat casino up there in Washington. But the bottom line is, his last fight took place in Lagos, Nigeria. His native, of course, he won in the third round. But when you look at Ike Biabucci, I don't know if I told you this, man, but he was a nutcase. I mean, he was absolutely whacked out of his mind. When I interviewed him post-fight in the dress room, I was like, I walked away. I don't know if I got the tape still sitting laying around somewhere. But the bottom line is, I walked away like mind-blown. What was he talking about? What was he doing? So he was absolutely nutty. Went from God to the devil to this, back and forth, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I said to myself, well, he's a nutcase. And, of course, a few months later, he raped a prostitute. He didn't want to pay some girl a couple hundred bucks, so he didn't pay her. And sort of like bouncing a check with a hooker, you don't do that.
Damn. Jeez. Wow. I don't even know what to say, how to respond to that.
I know because you ain't in the hookers, but the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas, that's where he did all. I think it was across the street from the Mirage Hotel. The fight was held in the Mirage, but it was across the street. And, you know, his life was never the same. He went to jail for like 15, 18 years, something like that, you know. But listen, you sexually assault somebody, you deserve to go to jail.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, even if you're the president of Ike Bebucci, okay? But the bottom line is he's still undefeated. He's supposed to be coming back next month. Now 21-0, 16 KOs. He's like 50-something years old. I just wish he would – he's 52 years old. I just wish he would go away. Either that, I wish he would go away, or I wish he would get hammered. Is that terrible for me to say that? I just wish he would get drilled.
No comment, but yeah, I mean, if you feel the way you feel and the guy is a piece of you-know-what, then – yeah, I would probably feel the same way.
Okay. Let's talk about Shane Mosley Jr. and Ramos. Shane Mosley Jr., can he fight?
He fought. He could fight. I mean, that was the best fight of the night. That was the
probably,
fight
yeah,
of the
probably.
Night, the opening card. I mean, yeah, they both landed over 40% of their power punches. I mean, there was pretty much no defense. But, you know, Ramos won the second half of the fight. He landed the more cleaner shots. Mm-hmm. Both guys were hurt in this fight a couple of times. You know, there were times I thought Shane Mosley was going to get out of there, and, he didn't. And there were a couple of times where the ropes kind of saved Ramos, you know, because Mosley landed pretty well, and, you know, he fell against the ropes. And, you know, usually that's supposed to be scored a knockdown if it helps you from falling to the ground. But really, really entertaining fight. Ramos needs to work on his game a little bit. He's 24 years old. He shouldn't be getting hit the way he got hit. Mosley Jr., I think he's like 32 years old. I don't know where he goes from here, but maybe he'll get another big fight. But very, very entertaining fight.
Do you the one that told me Mosley's wife, Jen, took him for everything, Shane? Or was it Socrates that said that?
It might have been Socrates that said that. But didn't you have any run-ins with
I'm surprised. I'm glad that you sort of brought that up. Well, she was the sweetest woman I've ever come in contact with in my life. Listen, I walked into a post-fight party one time, and she started snarling at me, man. I mean, she almost like, if she was a cat, the claws would have came out of her hands. I'm serious. That's how upset she was, right? And, you know, you couldn't roll on me back on my prime. Who the hell are you? Bottom, bottom, bang, bang, bang. Pushed her right out. So I didn't push her out the way, but I stepped right beside her and walked right into the party. But she was talking all kinds of me. How dare you say this about my brother? I said, you know, you got involved in your husband's affairs. I said, so that makes you game. You're part. Listen, you're the one that's calling the shots now. So, of course, she got upset because I put her on, I called her out. Because she's turned down $6.5 million to fight Oscar De La Hoya in a rematch after they had that first fight at the Staples Center in L.A. where Mosley beat De La Hoya. So the rematch is set. They're going to do this. But Shane's going to get $6.5 million, and Oscar's going to get $7.5 million. And she couldn't handle Oscar getting $1 million more, so she said no to the fight. So then she takes a fight with Vernon Forrest for $1.2 million and gets the spit kicked out of him.
Mm.
That's how wonderful a manager she was.
Yes, and sometimes you can't have family members, you know, be a manager. But I've heard some stories about, you know, about her. Let's just put it that way. And they weren't really good.
They weren't glorious stories.
No, they weren't glorious stories. Well, they're sort of similar to the one you just told.
Well, you know, I mean, she you know, I hear that Shane's hurting for money and that she took him for a lot of money. Listen. She was negotiating those purses. She didn't belong negotiating those purses. I mean, she's in there with Bob Arum and guys like that, knocking heads with Bob Arum and Don King. She must, you know, she's like totally unprepared for that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And let me ask you a question. Do you think because she was pretty much like his manager, you know, so basically she knew what he was making, right, pretty much every time he fought, that you think that's part of the reason why when they divorced that she got pretty much the majority of the money?
I have no idea, but, you know, I pushed this question to his father when he had Jack Mosley. I said to him, I saw him at a concert a couple years ago. I said, did Shane really lose his ass in that divorce? And his eyes opened up like he had been, you know, whoa, and he didn't want to comment on it. So he didn't want to go there. But at the end of the day, Shane did get lit up as far as that divorce was concerned. But you know what? When guys get lit up in divorces, it's usually their own fault. Some of these guys, oh, man. I mean, I have guys I know that their old ladies are walking out on them, and they're still kissing the old lady's ass. It turns into a, listen, when your old lady's walking on you, it turns into a business deal at that point in time. It's not a love relationship anymore.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you got to, I sort of feel bad for Mosley because, you know, he did make a lot of money throughout his career.
Is he punchy?
And he was, huh?
Is he punchy?
I think he's a little bit punchy. I mean, he's been dropped a few times. But, you know, he worked with De La Hoya and Golden Boy for a while, and I don't know what happened in that situation.
Well, no. What happened was he tried to get bold or something like that, and then they said, well, you know, the cut that you – oh, no. He wanted to come back or something like that, and I think it was something as far as the contract was concerned. At the end of the day, I mean, he's 49-10. At one point in time, I televised one of his fights from the L.A. Forum. God, that was back in the day with Mr. Kelly. I can't remember. It's Jim Kelly, I think, from the USC Trojan days. But the bottom line is, I televised one of his early fights. I thought he was going to be a superstar. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he had all the markings. He was a solid amateur stud. But, you know, all those fights in the end, man, he just took fights and lost. He lost to guys like Anthony Mundine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's sad when you see a fighter that was so great in his prime, you know, lose like that. But, you know, another thing was he did, wasn't he one of the guys that popped dirty, or they proved that he tested dirty in that second De La Hoya fight?
Yeah, he did. And, of course, I'm the one that exposed that. And when I exposed that, he got all upset, this and that. But Oscar said to me, I saw Oscar at Big Bear. He goes, he was dirty, huh? I go, I proved it, didn't I? He goes, yeah, you did. Straight up, we're going to roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat? December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Eldon Campbell of the L.A. Lakers passed away this week. Of course, Eldon Campbell was a guy that I saw picking up those poker chips during the Mike Tyson riot there at the MGM Grand. Of course, he didn't get suspended, I don't think, but I snitched him off on KNBR Radio the next day. And, of course, the NBA ended up trying to call me and this and they contacted me. Yeah, I ain't talking to no snitches. Bottom line is, yeah, I did watch a bunch of L.A. Lakers take a bunch of poker chips. What happened was a riot broke after the riot broke out after the Mike Tyson Bruce Seldon fight. I think it was in Las Vegas. Of course, that was the night I think Tupac Shakur got killed. Anyway, so a riot breaks out, and the poker chips, like these $500 poker chips, are all over the ground, right? So these L.A. Lakers are scooping up all these poker chips. So I stitched him off the next day, and I don't think he ever got any trouble. May he rest in peace. So I'm talking about, Eldon Campbell was an okay guy. I remember I confronted him one time and said to him, I said, "You remember me?" He goes, "No." I said, "You probably wouldn't." Well, bottom line, obviously he wouldn't. But, you know, he remembers the fact that I did put the heat on him with the L.A. Lakers. So may he rest in peace. Straight up, sometimes I'm still a cop, Dommy D.
Yeah, I understand. I liked Eldon Campbell. I'm a Lakers fan. So I remember him on that team and, you know, with
I saw him scooping up them chips, stuff, man. So. Scooping up them chips. Hey, $1,000 chips rolling around on the floor. They knocked over a couple of blackjack tables, and I think it was on purpose. But they knocked over these blackjack tables, not the Lakers, but the guys who were around. Okay, and I mean, people were scrambling. I was blown away by it. It was heavy.
That was the night that they killed Tupac. There were some Crips. They got into it with some people.
At the end of the night, I'm looking at Sean Combs for doing all that stuff. I think Combs.
I guess you watched the documentary.
No, I haven't watched his documentary yet, but but I've read enough about Sean Combs to know he's a creep. Plus, I told you that one time we came in contact with the Princess Hima Med fight with Bunjani Bungu. That was in London, England. He was smoking weed in front of the dressing room, and I said to him, "Are you security?" He goes, "Blood, you don't know who I am." I said, "No." I just kept walking. He didn't know, I didn't know who he was. Not that I cared.
Didn't you go to one of the Rolling Stones parties or something like that?
No, we went to a party after. When I was watching the Rolling Stones, all these people are kissing Puff Daddy's ass. And later I find out, of course, Puff Daddy's throwing these sex parties all around the world, especially in England. This and all these big time sex parties bringing these celebrities in. So now I see why Mick Jagger went to a couple of his parties, that kind of good stuff, so he doesn't cop to it. But the bottom line is, I said to Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones, he's sitting we're standing in the bathroom next to each other, performing a natural act separately. And anyway, so I said to him, "Why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass?" He goes, "Because he got the best effing weed, man." I mean, that's what it was all about. I mean, but the bottom line is, he's probably getting laid too.
Well, it probably wasn't just weed in there. It was because, you know, there was all sorts of stuff that they had in there they exposed.
I want to mention the fact that that Lawrence Cole was back in the ring last night. And, of course, Lawrence Cole is not everybody's favorite referee, but his daddy was a favorite guy with me. Of course, Dickie Cole ran the Texas Athletic Commission for a bunch of years. He was a judge and things like that. But Lawrence Cole was back in action last night. And, you know, Lawrence is getting up there. But Lawrence did a good job with Mosley and the other guy. I mean, you got to give Mosley credit, but you got to give Ramos credit as well. Ramos came to fight. He kept landing those overhand. Yeah. Was the overhand left the key to the fight?
I think it was for both guys. Both guys, well, the overhand left and then left hook, Mosley was landing pretty good too. So both guys left too. And it's funny, Cole was the perfect ref for a fight like that because, Cole would have let them, you know, pretty much beat each other to death before he would have stopped the fight. So, yeah, that was the perfect fight for Cole referee.
He gets, you know, Steve Smoger was a guy. Steve Smoger was a guy. That, I mean, they would put Steve Smoger in the promoters would want to get Steve Smoger because Steve Smoger would allow a corpse to box. I mean, if a guy, you could check a guy's pulse. He's got a pulse. Let him fight. I mean, that's the way Steve was. Steve let fights go. That's why Steve was taken all over the world. Of course, Steve was also the judge in Pennsylvania that was taken off the he was a civil judge, a criminal judge. And he was taken off the bench because he was giving unfair bail amounts to brown and black people. So he was doing this, and he was taken off the bench as a judge in Pennsylvania, and yet they still allowed him to judge boxing matches. I don't get that. If he was a racist as far as being a judge is concerned in criminal court, he's probably going to be a racist scoring fights.
Yeah, that's weird. That's crazy.
No, that's the listen. The boxing establishment needed him. They put him in places where I don't know if you saw the Roy Jones and when George Jones went over and fought that cruiserweight over there in Poland or something like that. But he almost got killed. He almost got killed. And Steve, remember that punch? I mean, that last punch. That was the most. That was probably the worst refereeing job I've ever seen in my. That was bad.
That was worse than you know. That was terrible. I mean, because the ref did a terrible job, you know. And Roy took some punishment already because that Glenn Johnson fight when he got knocked out. I thought they killed Roy. I mean, that was ugly.
You know what? So, I will say this about Roy Jones though. You know, 1988 Olympic silver medalist got robbed in the Olympics, but. Well, I don't know if I told you. Did I tell you the Ray Leonard story on that one? Ray was going to bet put $100,000 and manage him.
No, I don't think you did. No.
All right, so here's what's up. So we're in Concord, California. I think we're actually in Oakland, California originally. That's where the Olympic trials started. I think it ended up at the Concord Pavilion, but I think they opened up at the Kaiser Convention Center, a place that I lost a fight in 1988. Anyway, so the 88 team was Roy Jones. He was a highlight, but listen. Ray Leonard comes to me. He's got a briefcase with $100,000 in it. $100,000, like $20 bills. I remember that. Yeah. Anyway, so he's got this money in his briefcase. And I said, and what's going on? He goes, I'm going to sign Roy Jones to a promotional contract. I said, okay. So this is like on a Tuesday, early in the Olympic trials. Okay. So when come Friday or Saturday comes, and we're fighting I think at the Concord Pavilion in the finals, this and that. He says, I'm not doing it. I said, why? He goes, I just found out Roy got knocked out in the gym and he was asleep for like 5 minutes. I said, what do you mean?
Wow.
He goes, he was asleep in the gym. He got knocked out with the big gloves on. So I said, Ray, so what are you trying to tell me? Ray goes, well, he might have a glass jar or something like that. So Ray pulled $100,000 and sent it back to the courier or wherever it was from. Anyway, bottom line is, at the end of the day, it was probably a mistake for Ray because Roy turned out to be a great fighter, but once Roy did get hit, though, Roy sort of folded.
Yeah, and Roy was he made a lot of mistakes in the ring, but he was one of the most athletic fighters to ever fight. And because he was so athletic, he could get away with a lot of mistakes, you know. So, but Roy was great. Roy's, you know, obviously a Hall of Famer and one of the best to ever do it. But if you watch Roy fight, he made a lot of mistakes that you shouldn't be making, you know, his hands down and, you know.
And that fight with Lebedev is the fight I was talking about, of course, in 2021, May of 2021, and that took place in Moscow. But, man, that last punch, that was the most – I've never seen a more egregious job. I've never seen a referee fail in a fight more than Steve Smoger failed in that last – I mean, that punch, I wish we could pull it. Maybe I'll try to get it up on replay later. But the bottom line is that was in a think about that one shot, Tommy D. That could have been a life ender.
Yes, you know, but you know, Roy's good now. He looks good. He's working with fighters. He trains fighters. He's all over the world now. So you know,
he's still talking well.
He still speaks well. You know, he's not slurring his words or anything like that. So you know, credit to him. Unlike you know, a guy like Shane Mosley, unfortunately, you know, he slurs his words. He doesn't look, you know, too good. So
Roy Roy went back to Russia and lost to a bum by the name of Enzo Macanelli. He got stopped in the fourth round. I mean, nobody knows who that guy is, not even the Russians.
Not Enzo Macarelli. The only reason I know him was because of Roy, and when he lost to David Haye. I think David Haye knocked him out.
Okay, back to the 74.99 card last night. 74.99 on pay-per-view. Bailey paid for it. We all paid for it. We're all sweating at this in the next day. We got no food. I mean, we're like, we got to eat leftovers because of the fact we paid for this pay-per-view last night. Not. How does pay-per-view exist if you and I keep going to our neighbors' houses?
I don't know. Somebody somewhere is buying it. Obviously, our neighbors have enough money that they can splurge on pay-per-view. So that's a couple, you know, a handful of people that we know. But I mean, somebody's buying it somewhere.
Wow.
You know?
Okay. I mean, I don't mean to be super critical of the fact of people trying to make money. I understand that. But the bottom line is $74. Where do you think they came up with the pricing? Who do you think priced it? Is corporate, you know, don't know if I told you this, but last time I went to Las Vegas, they charged me for local calls on the phone, the pool, the gym, and what was the last one they saw? Oh, and free Wi-Fi. I didn't use any of the four. They charged me for it anyway. It was like a hidden charge.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, before all the shenanigans happened, you know, in fight week, you know, the car did look promising. I don't, not $74 worth or $75 worth, but, you know, before Fulton, you know, was overweight by 2 pounds, before Janibek got caught with the PEDs, I mean, the car did look solid. It did really look solid, but that kind of diminished it a little bit. And, you know, the performances by those guys and even a Lara fight with his opponent, you know, it's nowhere close to $74, you know. So and the thing is, they didn't even make an attempt to maybe lower it down because of that, you know, and that's bad business. Like, you know, that's why boxing fans are turned off.
Well, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fights and all in all, with the, you know, I mean, the main event. I guess the main event was dramatic because of the score. But, you know, at the end of the day, can Lamont Roach get a break?
I don't know. And speaking of that fight, too, let's not take a credit from both from Pitbull Cruz as well. I mean, it was an entertaining fight. I thought the fight was entertaining. So it was an entertaining main event.
Now, the referee took a point away from Pitbull Cruz. Was that fair?
That was fair. He should have took a lot more.
Okay.
Cruz was really dirty in that fight.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny too is that's the first time we've seen Cruz on his back foot and doing a little bit of running, you know, in some of those rounds. In like the 8th, 9th round, you know, Cruz was pretty much running and he didn't want to stay in the pocket with Roach. So that tells you something about Roach and maybe his power, because I've never seen Pitbull, you know, hurt in any fight.
So Lamont Roach has moved up 10 pounds involuntarily, and basically he's been shafted both times.
Oh, big time. You know, so hopefully he's getting paid good for it, at least.
No, bro, I'm telling you, he didn't make much money last night. Huh? I don't think so. I just don't think that he's got the connections as far as managers and his managerial team. And I think that he's real tight with the PBC guys. In fact, he should have sued PBC for not looking out for his best interest, because of the fact that PBC didn't file a lawsuit with the New York State Athletic
Commission. But Pedro, what you don't understand is that he's not really a PBC guy. He was pretty much a pro box fighter. Okay. Pro box fighter. Tank is the PBC guy. So, and Isak Cruz is the PBC guy. I don't think he's a PBC guy. He's pretty much a pro box fighter.
If he's a pro box fighter, then there's no reason for him not to file some type of litigation against the guy to get it going.
I agree with you. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I don't understand. The PBC is not going to do it because their guy got away with, you know, not losing in Tank Davis. And last night, their guy, Isak Cruz, pretty much got away with, you know, not losing as well. So what are they going to do?
You know, I saw Pitbull Cruz fight, I think, in February on the David Benavidez undercard, and he beat a guy by the name of Angel Fierro. I didn't think he won that fight that night.
No, he didn't. And then when he fought, what was this? I think it's something Cabrera, and Cabrera outboxed him, and they gave him the fight as well, too. That was a
split decision. Cabrera beat him, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, Pitbull Cruz, how can I put this? And they're not paying him a lot of money. It's not like he's like making zillions. You know what I'm saying? So he's just like the standard Mexican fighter making a couple hundred grand, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I think he's getting good money because, you know, he's got an interesting story in with his family and how he came over here and able to fight in the U.S. and all of that. So I think he's made good money. I mean, let's put it this way: good money for him. Right, because, you know, how can we gauge what's good money for anybody? But for him, he's had made some good money.
Here, well, Tommy D, I want to say this: Pitbull Cruz's wife couldn't make 147. Can I let you go with that one?
That was a good one, Pedro. Pedro, you have a good week.
I saw a picture of her last night. She could not make 147.
No.
She couldn't even fit in the picture screen. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm capping on Pitbull Cruz's wife. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one of two, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and Twitch.tv. We thank the great Tommy D, the shot caller for Sunday, for spending the time with us. Thank you so much, Tommy D. Hour number two brings us Larry Merchant and, of course, Thomas Aiello. We're talking about the comeback of Muhammad Ali at 40 minutes past the hour in hour number two. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
D. Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, inducted to the International Boxing Hall of Fame this week. We'll talk about that more. Hour number two. I want to mention the fact that Lou Filippo, my buddy Lou Filippo. Let me tell you about the boxing judge Lou Filippo. Of course, originally a professional boxer, he went 24-9 with 8 KOs, wasn't a big puncher. Lost to Carlos Ortiz, an undefeated Carlos Ortiz in his retirement fight in 1957, fought from 1947 to 1957. He was born in 1925. Wow, holy cow. Lou Filippo, December 1st, 1925. He died November 2nd, 2009. He was a great guy. He was a judge that's voted for Marvin Hagler in the Sugar Ray Leonard fight back in 1987, April of 1987. Of course, one judge went 118-110. That was JoJo Gary, who was out of his mind, scoring a fight 10-2 for Ray. And of course, the other judge had it 115-113 and 7-5 for Ray. And of course, the other judge, the last judge, was Lou Filippo, and he had a 7-5 for Marvin Hagler. We talked about this fight on different continents, three or four different continents, many countries. Bottom line is Lou Filippo was a class act. May he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two upcoming. Of course, Larry Merchant will be here, as will Thomas Aiello, talking about the comeback of Muhammad Ali, the great comeback of Muhammad Ali back in 1969, 1970. Of course, the comeback fight with Jerry Corey in Atlanta, Georgia. Who would think that they would end up in Atlanta, Georgia? Of all the places that a fight would end up, Muhammad Ali's comeback after all that racial stuff, they end up in Georgia. Straight up, we'll talk about that and more with the author, Thomas Aiello, in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the news here on Sports Byline. Don't stay tuned. Don't forget, hour number two coming up after a six-minute newscast. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline.
I know that you want me, Lord, have mercy.
I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. Friday night, number 25, James Madison pulled away in the fourth quarter to put away Troy 31-14 and win the Sun Belt Conference. Finishing the season 12-1, the Dukes kept their playoff hopes alive for one more day. If chaos ends up reigning with a Duke victory over Virginia in the ACC title game, JMU could make the college football playoff while still being led by departing head coach Bob Chesney. In the wake of Lane Kiffin's acrimonious departure from Ole Miss to LSU in the midst of the Rebels' own national championship run, the simple chivalry shown by JMU in allowing Chesney to continue coaching is appreciated by me. Of course, it helps that the departure of Chesney to UCLA wasn't diabolically orchestrated and made for rabid media consumption in the way that Kiffin crafted his exit from Oxford. There's a real good shot that if Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss is granted a waiver for eligibility in 2026, he'll follow Kiffin to Baton Rouge. Losing your star head coach and possibly the star quarterback to your hated rival is a brutal defeat, but it's something that smaller conference schools deal with constantly. Just look at James Madison's last few years. When they lost Kurt Cignetti to Indiana for the 2024 season, they also lost 13 important players, which immediately jump-started the Hoosiers program. Now JMU lost Bob Chesney and his 21-5 record to the Big Ten with players likely to follow. How do they respond? They brought fired Florida coach Billy Napier back into the group of five where he had so much success at Louisiana that the SEC came courting. It's why the consistent, efficient, well-funded, better-run athletic departments at group of five schools like JMU, Tulane, and Boise State are as good or better than their larger predators. Before I get out of here, how's that coaching search going in Happy Valley, Penn State fans? I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. I'm out of breath. Why? I just did 45 pull-ups. I kid you not. 15 pull-ups here, 15 pull-ups there, and 15 pull-ups there. And then I ran back into the studio. So the bottom line is, wow. Well, I'm out of breath to an extent. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Allow me to catch my breath. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we've been doing this for a bit of a while now, 41 years. We got open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to drop in a line, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Last night, wow, David Ty Aponana. I'll get his name right. Of course, he is the world cruiserweight champion outside of Zerto Ramirez. Of course, Zerto Ramirez, the WBC title holder at 200 pounds, once beaten fighter, going to take on David Benavidez. Looks like that's going to go down May the 2nd in Las Vegas. I think at the T-Mobile Arena, of course. So Benavidez moving up from 175 to 200 pounds. And then, of course, we've got Jai Opina, who is the 200-pound champion of the IBF. Nobody wants to fight this guy. Nobody. When I say nobody, I mean nobody. Straight up, that's just the way it is. We'll talk about that and more. Of course, Larry Merchant will be here for a while. Of course, Larry had a bit of an accident, fell down, and broke an elbow this week. So we'll talk with the retired HBO Godfather about his comeback plans and all that kind of good stuff, when he's going to fight again, all that stuff with Larry Merchant. Of course, and at 40 minutes past hour, we're bringing a man, of course, talking about the wow, the rebirth of Muhammad Ali. Of course, the boxing rebirth took place with the Jerry Corey fight in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, after Muhammad Ali had been stripped of his title, the Supreme Court said he was right. So he came back. He got a chance with Jerry Corey. That's the beginning of the comeback. We'll talk about that more with author Thomas Aiello. Has a book out on it right now. We'll talk about that at 40 minutes past the hour. Open phone lines once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The phone is ring. Why does my phone ding? It's not my phone. My computer's dinging during the show here. Everything's supposed to be turned off. Of course, I'm going to blame that on Bailey. Bailey has nothing to do with it, but I've got to blame it on him because he's in the other room. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Big fight card last night, $74.99. We'll talk about that and more. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We're calling birds.
Do they have cell phones?
Well, yeah. They're called calling birds because they have four lines of Cricket 5G.
How do they pay?
Oh, easy. Each line is only $25 a month.
Who are they calling?
Beats me. One sec, gotta take this.
Join Cricket Nation and get four lines for $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. New lines only. All lines must be selected. Unlimited plan fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. See cricketwireless.com for details.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now.
800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's check out a little history first before we go back to the world of boxing, per se. December 8th, 2012, the fight of the year, of course, knockout of the year, featured Juan Manuel Marquez, that one-punch knockout of Manny Pacquiao, of course, late in their final bout. They had three classic fights, no doubt about that, and Marquez probably won two of the three, if not all three. But the bottom line is they offered Marquez $50 million cash to come back and fight Manny Pacquiao in another fight. He turned it down, and I think they were upping it like over $50 million. He said, no, when money is not going to work, man. You guys screwed me the first time. I'm not going to do it again. So more power to him, Juan Manuel Marquez, of course, the former champion in a couple of divisions. Good fighter. I got to see him fight a couple of times, but at the end of the day, that Manny Pacquiao thing, he needed to erase the stigma of losing to Manny Pacquiao, and he did in dramatic fashion. Now, speaking of last night, of course, last night, the fight was on PBC pay-per-view, Amazon pay-per-view. Of course, you had to pay $74.99 to watch this fight. Coming to, of course, fought to by the Texas Athletic, Texas Combative Sports Program. That's the commission now, of course, in Texas. Of course, Tom Brown was a matchmaker. Samson Lukowicz was a promoter. And then, of course, the PBC. I thought it was all PBC boxing. Anyway, I guess Samson is PBC. But bottom line is, Isaac Cruz and Lamont Roach engaged in a 12-round draw. It was entertaining, no doubt about that. Cruz brought it. Lamont Roach brought it. I thought Lamont Roach might have deserved a break, but I skipped the last couple of rounds and I got a soda Jones, and I went to the store and got a soda instead. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it was a 12-round draw. One judge had a 113-113. The other judge had 113-113. So two judges had it even. And Chris Tellis had a 115-111 for Isaac Cruz. Cruz now 28-3-1. Lamont Roach remains 25-1-2. Of course, draw. Poor Lamont Roach got the draw. We'll hear from Lamont Roach in a couple of minutes. Bottom line is, Stephen Fulton, showed up overweight, 2 pounds overweight. And he came in 132 pounds for a 130-pound title fight. Ashaki Foster beat him over 12 rounds. It was like a shutout, 118-110. That's 10-2 in rounds, 119-109. I think I scored a 120-108. But bottom line is, it was a bit of a snoozer. And, of course, Ashaki Foster just so much better than Stephen Fulton. It was boring. Jesus Alejandro Ramos won a decision over Shane Mosley Jr. Shane Mosley Jr., of course, the son of the former lightweight champion, former welterweight champion, the man that beat Oscar De La Hoya, of course, that big fight back in 2001, something like that, at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The Sopranos were there, all the stars were there, entire Hollywood was there that night. No doubt it was a special evening, no doubt about that. But special evenings in the Mosley fight camp aren't happening anymore. Of course, the father, a bit punch drunk, as according to Tommy D and Aaron, when he slurs his words. But then again, I slur my words. But Shane Mosley Jr. last night, a loser to Jesus Alejandro Ramos. Ramos scoring with the left hand coming over, as in the southpaw stance. That was basically the score of the fight. 117-111, 116-112, and 117-111. I didn't think it was quite that wide. Well, maybe it was that wide. Arizona Lara, one of the most boring fighters in the history of boxing, boxing. Of course, at 154 and wow, 160 pounds. Good Lord, I wish he would just go away. He's 42 years old. Maybe go back to Cuba, 31-3. Of course, winner unanimous, not over a guy. Last-minute substitute, Johan Gonzalez. Gonzalez came in looking impressive, 36-3, but he lost 36-4. Didn't win a round. And once judges card, 120-106, 119-107, and 118-108, a one-sided route, no doubt about that. Some of the other fights on the card, of course, the guy that stood out in my mind was Frank Martin. Frank Martin came in, man. Frank Martin did his job. Frank Martin marked out Rancisor Thurman, one of the greatest one-punch knockouts, I think, of 2025, and maybe in a long time. Bottom line is, you just couldn't believe it. Boom, fourth round, it was just one punch, it was all over, and the Cuban fighter, of course, has seen better days, but at the end of the day, this might be his last day. He should maybe retire after that knockout. Frank Martin looking good. Frank Martin taking a year off. Of course, Tommy D talked about that in hour one. Some of the other names on the card, maybe not all that much. At the end of the day, it was a good night of boxing. But, you know, when I look at the fact that poor Lamont Roach, he got the draw in March, of course, with Javonte Davis, and I thought he deserved to win that fight. And then last night, I thought he probably deserved to win the fight. But since I didn't score the last 2.5 rounds, I can't say for sure. But straight up, here's Lamont Roach post-fight.
Honestly, you know, obviously I proved that I'll fight anyone. Again, this is not my natural weight. And I moved up again and fought a tough competitor and Isaac Cruz. But two times in a row, it's crazy. I can't fight my opponent and fight the judges. It's something we got to do about it. I think I won. I think I definitely outboxed them. All I need is an even playing field. That's all. I'm going to come out there and show my skills. I'm going to show my grit, my will, everything else. And not to mention, I think I broke my hand in like the fifth round or something like that. So.
Wow, what can I say? The kid broke his hand. He still came to fight. I thought he put up a very gutty performance, especially with a broken hand after the fifth round. But at the end of the day, I thought he deserved to get the penthouse suite. Instead, he got the shaft. Of course, he got the shaft with Javonte Davis. And he didn't answer back legally. I think that was his big mistake. Of course, he'd be a millionaire right now because there's no way they could have denied that. I mean, you look at the fact he took the knee. Javonte Davis took the knee. I mean, it's on TV, right? And then he went and stuck his head outside the ropes. That's two things, or maybe 2 points, or at least one. Mandatory, at least one. Okay, no doubt about that. I can't imagine Mills Lane not doing something there. Come on, a competent referee would have done something there. But the referee, I thought, was maybe overcome by pressure. At the end of the day, it was a bad job, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Not a big fan of Isaac Cruz. People keep sending me tapes here, little clips and texts and likes. And why am I blasting Cruz? I'm not blasting him. It's just not, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just thought that he got beat. When you get beat, you get beat. No doubt about that. Now, I want to talk about a guy that looked absolutely spectacular last night. Talk about Jai Opetaia. O-P-E-T-A-I-A. Opetaia. Or something like that. I have problems with Samoan names. Mike Sapaya will tell you this. Because this isn't Mike Sapaya. It's Mike Sapaye or something like that. Bottom line is, we were long-time buddies. Former Golden Glove champion here in San Francisco. Anyway, Jai Opetaia, 29-0. 23 knockouts. Man, he knocked out a guy named Hussein Chikara. Hussein Chikara came in at 23-0. The 23 guys he beat beforehand, it was Bailey in disguise the entire time. Me and Bailey. I mean, we went over there to wherever this country was and fought this guy because the bottom line is he couldn't lick a stamp you with his tongue. I mean, he just couldn't. It had to be a lot of setups. Anyway, bottom line is he got drilled. I mean, maybe Jai is what people say he is down there in Australia and things like that, down under. Maybe he is. Maybe he's the next coming of a boxing guy. Who knows? Anyway, this took place on the Gold Coast Convention Center. I think that's in Australia. IBF World Cruiserweight title, 200 pounds. And I just can't say enough about this guy. I just can't. I mean, that one, ba-boom, he just drilled him. And that ba-boom, just drilled him. And it's all over, man. So anybody at 200 pounds, maybe with the exception of David Benavidez. Of course, David Benavidez is a throwback. I keep telling people that. He's like 30-0 with 26 knockouts, something like that. Of course, a champion at 168. He was the youngest super middleweight champion in the history of the division. Of course, that was back 7 years ago. And in them 7 years, Canelo Alvarez never fought him. So Canelo is just a big chicken spit. And when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. And definitely not applies to Canelo. Anyway, so Canelo wouldn't fight him. So David Benavidez takes a 168-pound title. Then he gets he snorts a little blow, and the WBC says, guess what, man? We're going to have to take your title away. So they took his title away, so then they gave it to Canelo Alvarez. Coincidence, perhaps. And then Canelo gets the title, so then David gets back in a position to where he's fighting again, he's active again, he's the WBC interim champion, all that kind of good stuff, but they won't give him a shot at Canelo. Anyway, I think David Benavidez, the fact that he beat David Morrell, of course he got clipped in that 11th round, people thought he got knocked down, I thought he was off balance, but the bottom line is he beat David Morrell in February. That was a great win, no doubt about that. And of course, his most recent win, I mean, what can you say about David Benavidez that hasn't already been said? He's a monster. He's a monster, and that's what they call him, the Mexican monster. Anthony Yard, capable fighter. I told you when he fights in the upper echelon of the light heavyweight division, he gets beat. And David Benavidez is the upper echelon. He is the standard bearer at 175. Now, Dmitry Bivol, of course, he rated, I think, a couple of slots above him by the BoxRec.com pound-for-pound ratings. Dmitry Bivol got lit up. He was domestically destroyed in a boxing match, a sparring match, with David Benavidez. He quit after two rounds. I can still hear the dog and howling, okay? He got the hell out of there. He don't want to fight Benavidez. He gave up a title not to fight Benavidez. And yet, BoxRec.com has him ranked above Benavidez. I think I'm number three or number four. And at the end of the day, you know, when you look at the fact that David is... Tell me who's better. Who's better in the world of boxing right now? Who is better? I mean, Mike Tyson and I have been saying this for a long, long time, that we thought that David Benavidez was the best fighter pound for pound in the world. And everybody keeps saying, oh, no, you know. And, of course, speaking of Canelo, why is Canelo still in the top 10 pound for pound? Why is he? I'm going to go through this for you. Number one is Terrence Crawford, according to BoxRec.com. Number two is Oleg Usyk. Of course, both those guys are undefeated. Crawford, the 168-pound champion of the WBC. We'll get to that in a minute. And, of course, Oleg Usyk, the world heavyweight champion. Nono Inoue, the 122-pound Japanese terror, the monster. Is another monster, Japanese monster, coming in number three. Number four is the aforementioned Dmitry Bivol. Not a big fan of Bivol. And, of course, Jesse Rodriguez, number five. Number six, Artur Beterbiev. He's older than me and Bailey if you combined our ages. Hutto Nakatani, and of course, the Japanese star ranked number three and should be about number three and number four of the pound-for-pound ratings is current. David Benavidez, number eight. Saul Alvarez, number nine. And Shakur Stevenson, number 10. I mean, why would you have Saul Alvarez, number nine? Why would you? I don't get this. This is like some type of popularity contest. Either that or it's some type of a corporate move. And Saul Alvarez, of course, being the money man he is, he got formed a corporation. He bought BoxRec.com. So somebody's got to be buying these ratings. I mean, come on. Think about it. Anyway, number 10, Shakur Stevenson. Shakur Stevenson is going to take on Teofimo Lopez. And I don't know. If Lopez doesn't really bring it, it's not going to be much of a fight. It's going to be Shakur working on that stick jab of his, okay, both sides, bop, bop, bop. Shakur is a talented fighter. Of course, Eddie Croft, the trainer extraordinaire from the B Street Boxing Gym down there in San Mateo, California, he's trained in the gym with all of these guys, Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia, and those kinds, and Shakur Stevenson. He says that Shakur, without a doubt, is a better of the bunch. Well, I don't know. He's the safety first better of the bunch, and I don't like guys who fight safety first. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Being a UFC fighter might seem glamorous from the outside. You see the bright lights, the roaring crowds, and the adrenaline of stepping into the octagon to fight in front of millions of fans worldwide. But the reality behind the scenes is far from glamorous. Most fighters barely make enough money to cover their expenses. While some top stars earn millions, the vast majority of UFC fighters only take home a few thousand dollars per fight, and that is before taxes, gym fees, paying coaches, nutritionists, and doctors. Training camps cost tens of thousands of dollars, and if a fighter loses, their paycheck can be slashed by half. The financial pressure is so real that many fighters cannot afford to train full-time and have to work second or even third jobs just to pay bills and keep food on the table. It is not uncommon to hear stories of fighters delivering packages, working warehouse shifts, or coaching local gyms when they are not training. Unlike big stars in other sports, UFC fighters generally do not have guaranteed contracts or pensions, and health insurance is often a luxury rather than a given. They put their bodies on the line, risking serious injuries, all while struggling to make ends meet. The grind does not stop when the cage door closes. Fighters face constant pressure because one bad fight or injury can end their career. Weight cuts are brutal and often damage their health. Even winning does not guarantee financial stability. Many remain stuck on undercards with little pay or recognition. When their career ends, many have no savings, broken bodies, and no clear future. Being a UFC fighter requires total sacrifice and hustle, and often a backup job to keep going.
I told you, you get 20 grand. If you're a prelim fighter in the UFC, you get 20 grand. If you win, you get 20 extra grand as far as a bonus here. So the bottom line is, if you lose, you're going to get 20 grand. If you get hurt, you might be off a long time, right? But it doesn't matter as far as the UFC is concerned. Bottom line is, UFC did roll last night at T-Mobile Arena. Drew a good crowd. Of course, Dana White does well in Las Vegas. Of course, it was a big card. I think it was the last pay-per-view card, of course, before its new media deal with Paramount Skydance takes place in 2026. I don't know what that is. We'll talk about that in depth a little bit later, maybe another show. But in the main event for the Bantamweight Championship, 135 pounds of the UFC, Peter Yan,
defeated Marab Devashelli in unanimous nod. It's unanimous decision across the board, 49-46, 49-46, and 48-47. Remember, they're 5 10-point rounds. 10 points are must to the 10 points to the winner, 9 or less to the loser. But bottom line is Peter Yan avenged a loss about 3 or 4 years ago to Marab. Of course, in the co-main event, Joshua Van beat Alexander. Patoa in an arm injury, TKO in the second round. He take that back in the first round. He quit. Bottom line said he had an arm injury. And of course, in the other flyweight fight, Tatsuro Maya beat Brandon Moreno. And of course, Henry Cejudo got beat. Man, Henry Cejudo got beat again. Of course, Henry Cejudo at one point in time was the bantamweight champion, the flyweight champion. He was a star of the UFC, but the UFC screwed him over and pimped him off and did everything they could to not pay him the money. We've got tape. Dana White won heavyweight money. He's winning these big fights. And guess what? He never got the heavyweight money. In fact, he got the shaft. Another guy that should have got the elevator to the penthouse and got the shaft by the UFC, but Henry Cejudo was a loser last night too. Peyton Talbot, and of course that was a bantamweight fight at 135 pounds. Outside of that, Jan Błachowicz, a light heavyweight, beat Bogdan Gozov in a majority, take that back, it was a majority draw across the board. Outside of that, I don't see any big names there, but Dana White, he'd be pimping, no doubt about that. Speaking of pimping, a guy that used to dress like a pimp, I'm talking about Fernando Vargas, man. Fernando Vargas was pretty cool. At one point in time, he was 22-1 before he fought Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, that was in December of 2000. But that one loss early on was to Felix Trinidad. And the reason why he was thrown in the ring with Trinidad, and he only had like 18 fights, something like that. But the bottom line is, the reason why he was thrown in the ring is that he was a liability to his promoters and to his managers and to his investment team. Bottom line is, he was going out doing all kinds of crazy stuff. He was drinking, acting a fool, might have been involved in other chemicals besides alcohol. But the bottom line is, I think it was a domestic violence beef or a couple of them down there in San Bernardino, which brought in the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. Of course, that brought in the law enforcement. So he ends up coming to some type of settlement. He fights Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, that goes down, as I said, December of 2000. It was a great fight. In the first round, Oscar De La Hoya showed the nuts of a true champion. I kid you not. I mean, not stones. No, he nuts. I mean, he really, really, really showed it. He was on that bottom rope. I'm saying, so it's all over. It's all over. This is a guy, of course, that I started with boxing back in 1989 when I was his publicist, long before he won the gold medal, 3 years before the gold medal. But the bottom line is, I mean, I watch this kid grow, and here he is on the ring, and he's getting the spit kicked out of him, and Fernando Vargas all over him. Vargas got that body looking like he was on steroids. Turned out later he was on steroids, tested positive for steroids. But the bottom line is, Oscar came back and beat him, man. Oscar, that was a great fight for Oscar, no doubt about that. But Oscar De La Hoya, you know, people crack on him. They say that he was a drag queen guy and he got caught wearing women's clothes. He never did any. I mean, he wasn't gay. I know the girl that used to bring him the lingerie. I don't know her, but I talked to her on the phone one point in time, some Russian hooker, and she told me that Ukrainian hooker, I think. Anyway, what's the difference, Ukrainian, Russian? Oh, I shouldn't say that. But the bottom line is, because there is a big difference between Ukrainian and Russian as far as the world as we see it right now with the war. But the bottom line is, they sort of look alike. At the end of the day, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I shouldn't be getting into that as deep as I am, but Fernando Vargas, a good fighter, no doubt about that. And, you know, too bad he didn't stay straight. I mean, had he been together and not had tested positive for steroids after the De La Hoya fight, they could have staged a rematch because of the first round. This and that. I mean, De La Hoya was so close to being knocked out. I mean, put it this way, if being knocked out is like 9 and is a full 10, he was 9.9.9. I'm talking about De La Hoya. I kid you not, that's how bad he was in that very first round. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Looking at some of the stuff here coming in from my house historian. Frank, 1961. Of course, you talk about the fact that Ibe Abuchi coming back to December 24th in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. The aforementioned Ike Ibe Abuchi will fight for something called the World Boxing Bureau Heavyweight Championship. World Boxing Bureau? I never heard of that one. Anyway, I guess it's another sanctioned body, another piece of spit. I mean, let's be honest. The WBC, of course, they are in trouble right now as far as their public relations machine is concerned, because they stripped Terrence Crawford, the WBC title. I mean, after Crawford beats Canelo and all that kind of good stuff, they strip him the title. Coincidence, perhaps. Bottom line is, he didn't want to pay his sanctioning fees. Of course, this is what happens, is that I think the WBC has a 3% rate as far as sanctioning fees are concerned. But if you're smart and you have a good lawyer and you have a good manager, you negotiate with the WBC. You say to them, look, I'm not going to pay you 3% of $9 million. Okay, to wear your belt, I'll give you a flat fee, and you work out a flat fee. This was done back in the days of the 1980s when Mike Trainor represented Sugar Ray Leonard. That's the way it was done. But these guys, instead, they sign up for these 3% fees, and then they afterwards they don't want to pay it. And, of course, now Crawford doesn't want to pay the 3% to the WBC, so the WBC has stripped him, and Jose Suleiman's son, Mauricio Suleiman, I call him Silly Man sometimes, but he came out this week and said, yeah, I'm stripping him. He should have paid the sanctioning fees, this and that. He made a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know if the belt is really worth it anymore. I just don't. I mean, he is cheaping this belt to WBC, World of Bunko and Chicanery sometimes. Anyway, but Mauricio is cheaping this belt to the point where, you know, I mean, when he stuck it on Canelo for like all those years when David Benavidez was the number one contender, it was the biggest duck in the history of boxing. You've heard this before on the show, but it was the biggest duck in the history of boxing. Never before. If you take a microscope, like Paulie Malignaggi says, if you take a microscope and put it to the sport of boxing, the history of boxing, you will never ever come up with a bigger duck job in your life than Canelo Alvarez over David Benavidez. You just won't. It's sad. And yet, you know, Mauricio hung his hat on this, and now his hat's in trouble. The whole WBC, I think, is in trouble because the WBC, the Dana White and his people, I think they're going after the WBC. I think the Sheik over there in Africa, over in Saudi Arabia, he's trying to take over boxing. Of course, I think he's going after the WBC. He's going to raise it. He wants a Sheik turkey belt. He wants a Sheik turkey jerky belt. That's what he wants. I call him Sheik turkey jerky. I call him something else. But the bottom line is, that's what he wants to put into place. Sheik belts. He'll be everybody wearing belts that are associated with him that recognize him as being the czar of boxing. I'm not into that whatsoever. Not whatsoever. Straight up. That seems like a scam. We've got open phone lines coming up. We've got Thomas Aiello talking about Jerry Quarry and, of course, the Muhammad Ali comeback of 1969, 1970. We'll talk about it in depth with the author after the break. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge. Tax, due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you built in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I whoop this man, I want to be declared by all as the greatest of all time.
That's right.
Because the stage is set. I'm 32 years old. My legs are gone. This man is strong. You talked about how great he was, and now we're going to see. Get them all out at your theaters, and you write everything you write, but I'm going to make you eat everything you say against me, all of my critics. I'll prove to the world that I'm still the fastest, the prettiest, the most classiest, the most scientific, the greatest fighter of all time.
Check it, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're supposed to be hooking up with Thomas Aiello, the author, of course, that recent Muhammad Ali book, The Rebirth of Muhammad Ali, the Jerry Corey fight from 1969. He's not picking up on the phone. It's a Sunday. What else is new? But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. So I'm put on the spot. And the bottom line is, of course, the upcoming boxing schedule. The only fight I'm really excited about coming up is David Benavidez and Zerto Ramirez. It's going to go down May the 2nd in Las Vegas to the T-Mobile Arena. I'm telling you, I'm really hyped up about this because Zerto's a once-beaten fighter. Of course, the monster is unbeaten. Unbeaten at 175, unbeaten at 168. I think he had some fights at 160. But the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, I think he's a pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. And I think that this fight with Zerto Ramirez will show to a lot of people that, you know what, David Benavidez is the pound-for-pound king in boxing. There is no better fighter pound-for-pound. I mean, think about the tenacity he has. He steps in, he's got a mean attitude. He's a mean guy. He's not a guy, No, he's no wishy-washy type of guy. Benavidez is a mean guy. No doubt about that. And I love guys that are mean. I mean, when they're real, when they're mean and they're, listen, legitimately mean. Legitimately. Unlike, you know, Shockey Foster. Of course, Shockey Foster won last night over Stephen Fulton. A 12-round shutout for the WBC. I think 135-pound title should have been for 130 pounds, but Stephen Fulton didn't make weight. Shame on him. Came in 2 pounds overweight. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, Oshaki Foster put on a sterling performance for 12 rounds. And, of course, I'm not too appreciative of his boxing ability because although I thought he got robbed against Robin Canseco and I clamored for the rematch, and of course he got that and he won, that kind of good stuff, so more power to him on that. But I don't know, I think he's going to just step in with his punches. December 13th, oh boy, am I ready for this one? Badu Jack, remember him? I didn't think so. WBC Cruiserweight title on the line, WBC being the World Boxing Council, of course, the world of bunko and chicanery, call it what you want, but he's taking on a guy by the name of Nora McCallan has little or no chance, or bottom line is maybe he's a setup for Badu Jack, or Badu Jack is a setup for him, but the bottom line is they're putting this on Amazon pay-per-view, Prime pay-per-view. That'll be another $74.99 December the 13th. That's next week. Don't forget, $74.99, of course. And then, on December 19th, it's Netflix. I think Netflix is better than Netflix. You know what Netflix is, Bailey? No, Netflix is that porn channel. Anyway, did I mention that? Anyway, Netflix, December 19th, Jake Paul. I can't believe Jake Paul's even being mentioned here. I mean, Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. At one point in time, you didn't need Viagra to watch Joshua. Joshua could punch, he could box, he could move, he was pretty, he had smooth moves. He was like the complete package at heavyweight, right? No, maybe not so much, because he turned out to have a bit of a glass jaw. Not really a glass jaw. Here's what's happened. He doesn't respond well to punches he doesn't see coming. And a lot of guys don't do that. I was knocked down 4 or 5 times, Mark. I think 5 times before I was knocked down in 52 amateur fights. I got knocked down 5 times. Never got knocked out. Knocked down 5 times. Each time I was knocked down by a hook, either a right hook. The right hooks were hurt the most for some reason, or a left hook. Of course, left hooks. So you don't see these punches coming. They're coming around, you guys. They're not coming straight at you. In other words, Larry Holmes told me that he could see any punch coming straight at him and not get knocked down, except for
Ernie Shavers. And I talked to Ernie about that. So, you know, how come Ernie, how can you punch? Ernie said, I learned how to punch by chopping wood and playing football. Okay, bottom line is he thought football was tougher than boxing, of course. But Larry told me he could take a punch if he saw it coming. The exception to the rule, again, was getting hit by Ernie Shavers. But the exception to the rule with me was I could always see a punch coming, whether it was in training or in the gym, this and that. I mean, I ate a few punches, okay? But the punches you don't see, it's the punches you don't see that really, really hurt. I know that's a saying that people go backwards to talk about for a long time, but the bottom line is Anthony Joshua has been knocked out by punches that he basically didn't see. They weren't straight punches coming at him. At the end of the day, is he a complete fighter? I think he started late in the game. Didn't have much of an amateur background, but won the 2012 Olympic gold medalist anyway, regardless. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's a big dude. He's 6'4", 6'5", 235 pounds, 250 pounds. I mean, he's lean, he's mean, but is he bought and paid for? That's the big question here. Is he bought and paid for? When I say that is, you know, Jake Paul, we're not seeing a contract here. I didn't see a contract that, you know, so-and-so is going to fight so-and-so. You know, nobody showed me a contract, and I haven't seen one. You would think that if there was one unavailable, they'd put it up online and say, you know what, this fight's for real. Anthony Joshua, there's no criteria or any clause or anything. So, I mean, what does it say, that Joshua's got to fight with one hand tied behind his back, or he can't throw more than 10 jabs in a round? I mean, what's going on here? There's got to be something to this, because if there isn't something to this, Jake Paul gets destroyed. And why do I say that? Because I could beat Jake Paul. I'm just trying to tell you, Jake Paul brings nothing to the dance. I look at Jake Paul, I could step over. He wants to lunge that right hand or hurl that right hand at you. You know what? He ain't got much in the way of a jab or a hook, so you just have to watch out for that right hand and do that by stepping away from it. Two steps away, bop, bop, two steps away, throw three or four shots, back and forth. At the end of the day, Jake Paul ain't much. So Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua are going to hook it up as we talk for the world, I don't know, the Netflix championship. Should be for the Netflix championship, because anyone who wants to fight this is a bit of a nut. So we go back to the phone lines. We bring in author Thomas Aiello. I think we know each other. Do we know each other? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Do we know each other, Tom?
I think we may have met once before.
I think we did. Bottom line is, welcome to the show. I want to thank you so much. Of course, the comeback of Muhammad Ali, the rebirth of Muhammad Ali, the Jerry Corey fight. This is your latest book. You're a professor. I mean, I was blown away by your bio, man. Holy cow.
Well, there's a lot to it, I guess.
Yeah, a lot to it. A lot of fights. The Return of the King, of course, the Ali book. You've got a book on White Ice. You've got Hoops. You've got Dixie Ball racing professional basketball in the Deep South, 1947, 1979. I mean, you cover a wide array of subjects. What's up?
I like a lot of sports, man. I like all of them. I stayed up till 4 a.m. last night watching Australian cricket. So, I mean, if it's a sport, I'm going to watch it.
Okay, I'll brag about this a little bit. Mali took me to China a couple of times. Went three times to China. I went twice with him. And the second time, I got to be his bodyguard, his executive protection, call it what you want. And then, of course, I did the PR as well. But that was probably the seminal moment of my life.
Absolutely. I mean, he had such a massive international influence, and a lot of that was, you know, created by his unwillingness to go to Vietnam and his ultimate return to the fight game. I mean, a lot of what created those opportunities for him and for you later in his life really start in the late 60s into 1970, which is the subject of this particular book.
Okay, so the Corey fight, who was the governor? Lester Maddox?
Lester Maddox, arch segregationist, absolutely.
So how did Lester Maddox approve this fight? They blackmail him or pay him off or what?
Well, the benefit was he actually had no say, because Georgia didn't have a boxing commission.
Okay.
And so Atlanta got to make the rules, even though Lester Maddox protested. Actually, on the day that Muhammad Ali returned to the ring in Atlanta after that three-year absence, Lester Maddox declared a statewide day of mourning. All the flags were lowered to half staff because he was so mad that this fight was taking place.
You know, he wasn't Muhammad Ali. I mean, the fast hands he showed with before the layoff, this and that. It wasn't there when he came back. I mean, he was a shell of his former self. I thought, maybe not a shell of his former self, but if he was a 10 at one point in time, when he came back, he was like an 8. Is that about, do you think that's about right?
I definitely think that's fair. I mean, he was, no champion fighter had ever taken more than a year off before and fought again. And every time that they had tried, after a year, they had lost. So the idea of just sitting out for 3 years was crazy, the idea that somebody come back, even though he was only 28 at that point, and, you know, was still in his prime, quote-unquote. 3 years off would do that to anybody. So it did take him, I think, probably at least a year to start looking again like Muhammad Ali.
That's why Yank Durham of the Joe Frazier camp rushed that fight. They rushed that fight in 1971. Of course, he had one fight before. It was one fight with Corey, one fight with Bonavena. And then they rushed that fight. Yank said, if you don't fight us now, we're going to fight some other guys. You won't get a shot for 2 years. So Ali felt like he was under the gun. Of course, Ali's manager, the Muhammad guy, I thought he was a bad guy. What do you think? I can't think of his first name right now. But was it Leon Muhammad?
Elijah Muhammad?
Not Elijah, but there was his son. His son was the actual.
Oh, right, Herbert Muhammad.
Herbert Muhammad.
You're talking about Herbert.
I thought that, you know, at the end of the day, I thought the Muslims were AKA pimps. I mean, they pushed him in the ring. I mean, after the Joe Frazier Muhammad Ali fight, the Thrill of Manila, they had him taking punches 60 days later.
Exactly. And, you know, it's really interesting that after Muhammad Ali agrees to not go to the Vietnam War, about a year and a half into that, the black Muslims drop him. The Nation of Islam drops him, partly because they argue that he's claiming he wants to fight again, and they say that's playing into the hands of the capitalists or whatever. But also, really, it was a lot because he was no longer a cash cow for them. He was not bringing in money. And one of the reasons why Ali actually gets this Atlanta fight and gets to come back is because when he gets suspended from the faith, it brings that secular management back in. And they're the ones who actually do the deal to get him back in the ring in Georgia and that start his career off. And of course, as soon as he proves that he can fight again, and as soon as Atlanta lets him fight, of course, New York kind of lifts the ban on him because they want to make that money at Madison Square Garden. And then all of a sudden, who comes back into the picture? Herbert Muhammad. So, absolutely, I think you're absolutely right. Their management wasn't great. They didn't know boxing. They didn't really care about boxing. They cared about having a kind of very famous person kind of extolling their virtues. And so it was that short period when secular management came back in that actually got him back into the ring.
You know, back to the Muslims. You know, I questioned Ali about this in China one time. I said to him, I said, you've got a Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis Presley type of relationship with the Muslims. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, Colonel Tom Parker got a dollar for every dollar that Elvis Presley made. That was an unheard of contract, okay? And the Muslims get a dollar for every dollar you make. He said to me, look, man, without the Muslims, I'd just be another nigga retired. That's what he told me.
That's a really interesting analogy, the Tom Parker analogy. I think that's pretty accurate as far as the way that goes. And actually, when Ali was talking to Sugar Ray Robinson, he told Sugar Ray Robinson that the reason why he refused the draft notice, because even if he had, you know, kind of gone into the draft, he would never have had to fight. They just would have had him doing exhibitions because he's so famous.
I think the word he said is they weren't going to put me in battle, but they were going to use my name to lead other young men to slaughter.
Exactly. And Sugar Ray Robinson said, well, why didn't you just do it just so you could keep fighting? And he said, well, part of it is because I don't believe in this war and I don't believe in what they're doing in Vietnam. But the other part of it is the Muslims will kill me. And he said, you saw what they did to Malcolm. And he was so close to Malcolm. And Malcolm's death in 65 really affects how Ali thinks over the next couple of years. And eventually, of course, he gets over that. He goes back to the Muslims. Everything is fine. But it really does affect him. And he was, at least in part, kind of fearful for his life and what they might do to him.
Wow. So tell me about the book. Where is it available? Amazon, everywhere else, or what?
Absolutely. Amazon, everywhere you get your books, it should be available. It tells, I think, a really interesting story. I think a lot of people, when they think of Ali coming back, they think of that Frazier fight at Madison Square Garden in early 71. A lot of people don't realize, who aren't boxing people, that he actually came back earlier than that in October of 70, and that he did so when all those other places turned him down. The one place he got to fight was in Lester Maddox's Georgia. It's a crazy story, and I think a really interesting one that I hope people really like.
Okay, we got a late start on this. Can you come back in a couple of weeks?
Absolutely, whenever you'd like.
Straight up. Tomas Aiello, of course, the book is called Return of the King, The Return of Muhammad Ali in the Jerry Corey Fight. Of course, that was in Atlanta, Georgia. Lester Maddox did that. I was blown away by that. But the bottom line is I'm blown away by the book and the author as well. I thank you so much for your time, sir. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Tomas Aiello, Return of the King. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
Hogan's Heroes talking about Canelo Alvarez in 2025. Yeah, he's got a nice smile. That's about it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Tomas Aiello was a little bit late for that interview. We tried to hook things up at 40 after. I want to get him back because we were really clicking there back and forth. I mean, talking about, you know, Colonel Tom Parker, the Tom Parker type of contract that Ali had with the Muslims. I mean, the Muslims got a dollar for every dollar that Muhammad Ali made. And of course, when I posed it to Ali, he said to me, listen to me, without the Muslims, I would just be another nigger retired from boxing. That's all I would be. That's all. The Muslims made me. I'm saying to myself, maybe not so much. But the bottom line is, of course, Muhammad Ali and Cassius Clay, two distinctly different people. Born Cassius Clay back in 1942, Louisville, Kentucky, January 1942. Of course, he passed away. It's been a while now, but I miss him, his presence, of course. At the end, it wasn't gloriful. But it just wasn't. I mean, the residual effect from professional boxing, of course, talk about the Corey fight. Both Corey and Ali were damaged by boxing at the end. Of course, that story is probably not a story we don't want to tell, or I've told maybe before. But straight up, I want to thank Thomas Ayala. I want to thank my man in the other room, Mr. Bailey Peck. He held things together. Of course, the Sports Byline Administration putting all this stuff together as far as the TV is concerned is coming together. I really appreciate that. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 41 years, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. I want to thank the great Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Larry Merchant couldn't make it. Of course, he broke his elbow this week, and I didn't show up for a luncheon meeting, so I blame myself. But at the end of the day, he wasn't making it, and we'll talk with Larry next week. Until then, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Ring Talk is a production of Sports Byline.